Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL toll-free call-in line, 855-450-3733. You can give us a call right now. We're talking to Stefan Kinsella about, he's a patent attorney. We're talking about intellectual property and how he would like to see it abolished. This is Free Talk Live. We are live on a Sunday evening, so if you're hearing us on the radio or XM, you can call in at 855-450-FREE and talk to us about Stefan Kinsella. And then once we're done with Stefan, we'll go on to talk about whatever. Stefan, are you there? Can you hear me?
I'm here, Mark.
Excellent. Now, Stephanie, you had a question for Stefan, and I wanted to make sure that you get a chance to ask that.
Oh, thanks. I appreciate that. So, Stefan, I am a student right now, but I'm pursuing an MD and a PhD. I'm in school, graduate school. And the reason why I wanted to do that program was so that I could discover new cures for diseases. And I think a lot about intellectual property as it relates to drugs and pharmaceuticals and cures and stuff. And I've decided that it would be very difficult for me to work in this industry because it's just so heavily regulated and so involved with the FDA and even gets government funding. And of course, the intellectual property is another aspect to it. But, you know, I've spent some time thinking about how I could make money at this. If I found something that could cure a disease, how could I do like something that would prevent me from getting sued by other people, like something I could release into the public domain, but not have other people patent my thing and then sue me for using it. Is that possible? Can you talk about options that would allow me to do that?
That's a good question. It's interesting. I mean, it's a blend of practicality and ethics. I mean, ethically, I sympathize with you. It's difficult in some industries to totally shun patents, et cetera, if you want to be part of the game, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But there are actually some emerging models based upon sort of the GPL license or the open source or the CC model.
Right.
In fact, just a couple of days ago, I wrote a blog post, something I've been brainstorming about for years, and I call it the Patent Defense League.
Mm.
And when I posted this, someone told me there's two law professors in California at Berkeley who are working on what they call the defensive patent license, which is similar to what I proposed. And the basic idea is that people that want to have an open source type culture could somehow dedicate their patent rights to some common pool, which could be used to among the pool so they would agree not to sue each other, et cetera.
Mm.
My idea is a little bit broader. It's basically, you know, imagine 1,000 small companies coming together and they say, listen, we're going to enter into this agreement where every one of our patents will be available to other members to use defensively against anyone that sues us, just defensively. And to my mind, this is the only legitimate purpose of patents as a libertarian, which is why I help my company pursue them. If someone sues me, I can sue them back. And by the way, as an aside, with respect to your question, you could publish your ideas. You could make them public right away. And once you make something public in a reliable way where you can verify that it was made public, then at that point in time, that serves as prior art, which would prevent anyone else from patenting that idea in the future.
Mm.
You know, but the problem is, I mean, that's not foolproof. I mean, it's not easy to do that.
Right.
And someone else could already have co-invented that at the same time a year before or maybe at the same time and have a patent pending. That's not a foolproof way.
Well, I have to say that I really like the idea of open source medicine, you know, things that could make drugs a lot cheaper and more available to patients who might need them, and maybe even things that, I don't know, could be easily produced, and so there could be a lot of different generics.
I think it's emerging. It's emerging as a norm, not only as a legal thing. I mean, if you think about, like just Ethernet as an example, Ethernet, someone persuaded, I forget the company, Xerox, I think it was, or someone, to make Ethernet open source, so it was adopted, right? And the PC itself has spread because it was open source, and now we have Linux and things like this, and the GNU and things like this. So things actually take off when they are open. And if you make it private, you can kill it, unless you have the resources of an Apple behind it, which Apple has the support of IP behind them, which is maybe one reason Apple is so successful. I love Apple. I'm an Apple guy. But
the idea of suing your customers, it just doesn't seem compatible.
Yeah, exactly.
I want to get to Kurt. I want to get to another call here real quick, if we could.
Go ahead.
Kurt in New Hampshire. Kurt?
Yes, sir. Hi, good evening.
All's well.
Another Sunday show. I wanted to talk about that art, the photographer who called saying, if he put so much effort into this investment to make this photograph, doesn't it deserve to be protected? But that's just the labor theory of value being restated.
Yeah.
If I make a huge investment in writing, say, the great American novel, and I take 20 years and nobody likes it, I don't make any money. So there's no, I can't go to the government and say, excuse me, but nobody bought this. It's, I need money, 20 years of my life.
I think his concern is that the people will use the pictures, and then
they will like them, but
they won't compensate him. And I can see that this is the case. If somebody sees a beautiful picture on the internet and wants to have that picture or whatever, I can see that. But he can also write sample, or he can write his name and logo across it, kind of in that that watermark way.
Or he can make a low resolution version publicly available, and then maybe people would pay for a really high resolution or pay for his prints that he's signed and produced. I mean, there's lots of ways that an artist can make money off of something. And, you know, I think it was particularly important to highlight the fact that if somebody does use one of his photographs in whatever way, it's not preventing him from using the same photograph. He can still sell it to other people, put it on his website. They haven't taken anything away from him.
And the fact that somebody will use a picture doesn't mean that they would actually be willing to pay for a picture.
Mm-hmm.
So the fact that I listen to the radio and I'm listening to Crazy Train one more time doesn't mean that I would be willing to go out and buy Crazy Train. Or even if I'm singing along doesn't mean I'd be willing to go out and buy Crazy Train. I promise you, I'm never going in my life to buy Crazy Train. And
right, so it's not as if playing it on the radio is taking away business from Ozzy Osbourne, right, Mark?
He actually gets a little spiff every time.
People spend a lot of money on classical music.
They do.
People perform classical music, and there are entire orchestras that perform classical music. Yet that music is completely in the public domain. The recording from 1912 that was the absolute perfect recording was supposed to have destroyed the music industry, because once there was one good recording, no one would ever do it again. And yet that's not what's happened. People replay the same music over and over. There are new interpretations, variations on a theme. Nobody sued Paganini for doing variations on a theme by Beethoven or whatever.
Yep.
And this
so many things were supposed to be the killers of the last. Television was going to kill movies. Talkies were going to kill silent films. And yeah, maybe there's argument for
that. VCRs, eight-track tapes, they all were threats to
radio. Supposed to have been dead decades ago. I mean,
right.
The photographer could do exactly what the painters of the old days did when there was no copyright, and that's do things by contract. If his eye is really so good, someone's going to come to him and say, we want a great picture of our corporate headquarters for our logo. Can you go get one for us?
Exactly. And putting his work out there for free. Putting his work out there for free.
His business. He'll be getting business because he's good at it.
Yep.
And that's the point.
And willing to do the work, I mean, because there's people that are good that are difficult as heck to work with. So there's several different ways. I mean, there's customer service and all these other things. Kurt, I really appreciate the call. Stefan, do you have comments on that?
Yeah, I mean, I'd say that I think he's right about the labor theory of value. I don't want to get too abstruse here, but I think that does inform a lot of this reasoning. But basically, the job of any artistic or creative person, it's not really fundamentally different than any entrepreneur in the market. Every entrepreneur has to say, I'm going to produce this product or this service. Can I make a profit on it? And they always realize there are free rider costs. There are costs of exclusion.
Yep.
So let me give an example. The drive-in theaters originally in the U.S., which were popular in the 50s, et cetera, they had loudspeakers. And so people would sit on the hills nearby, and they would listen and watch for free.
Mm.
So they came up with the little speakers you had to pay for, right, next to the cars.
Mm.
That's a cost of exclusion, and they made it work. That's the job of every entrepreneur.
Makes sense. Stefan, would you like to continue for another segment?
Be happy to.
Great.
I want to ask about baking.
Baking?
Recipes.
Recipes. Gotcha. Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait. There's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic. Land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use escapeharassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, three-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-457-9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to escapeharassment.com and see our money back guarantee. That's escapeharassment.com. Remember, escape harassment works.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL toll-free call-in line, 855-450-3733. For those of you with that little letters on your telephones, Stephanie, please tell me about how people can find out more news about Free Talk Live.
Well, they can go to news.freetalklive.com to get emailed updates, follow us on Twitter, and friend us on Facebook.
Excellent. If you're looking for camping, hunting, or shooting gear, Man Venture Outpost carries knives, ammunition, scopes, binoculars, laser sights, tactical flashlights, fish finders, and boating equipment. Man Venture Outpost, and much more, by the way, name brands down to, you know, more low-cost versions. ManVentureOutpost.com, they're family-owned and members in good standing of the Better Business Bureau. Some prices are so low they can't even be mentioned on the air. You can get an additional 5% off with coupon code FTL. Get it quick. Get it from manventureoutpost.com. Don't forget to use coupon code FTL. Stefan Kinsella?
I'm here.
Now, we have been picking your brain about intellectual property, and people should be able to read more about what you're talking about. Where can they go to get all your elucidation on these ideas?
They go to my C4, that's the number 4, SIF.org, Center for the Study of Innovative Freedom, C4SIF.org.
Center for the Study of Innovation, what is it?
Center for the Study of Innovative Freedom.
Innovative Freedom.
I like that.
That sounds good. Let's go to, you know, before we go on with asking you more questions, we got another call here. Let's go to Daryl in Texas. Daryl?
Hey, wanted to talk about the sunglasses real quick, then get the copyright.
We talked about Joakley's
company. Yeah, well, the Oakley's, the Joakley's, and pretty much every other name brand sunglasses, and even the knockoff name brand, are pretty much all made by one company.
Yeah, I've heard this before.
Mm-hmm.
What's it called?
I believe Sotica.
Sotica.
I posted a link on Stephanie's Facebook.
Okay.
Well, not the whole world can see that.
So. Well, not everybody gets to see that right now, but you know, you can show Mark that way, you know, figure out how it's actually pronounced. But I wanted to talk about copyright, and I'm pretty sure that Ben is a fan of Creative Commons.
Stefan, are you a fan of Creative Commons?
Yeah, I think Creative Commons is a great thing. Of course, GNU and Creative Commons could not exist without copyright in the first place because these are licenses, right? And license is the right to, you're granting someone permission to do something. But people don't need permission to do something unless the law otherwise stops them. So without copyright, all these licenses would just disappear.
Daryl?
Would that go for the creator's endorsed mark and CopyHeart that Nina Paley has come up with?
No, actually, I know Nina Paley. She's on the board of the C4SIF that I mentioned earlier. She's a friend of mine. She's great. And the creator endorsed mark relies upon fraud or trademark. It does not rely upon copyright. So that actually could survive in a copyright and patent-free world, as could CopyHeart, which is, I think, Eric Johnson's idea, if I'm not mistaken. It's just the idea that you put a mark on your product saying, please tell people who came up with this, you know, share the love.
Mm. You know, and I think people respond to this. People want the manufacturers of some people,
especially if a person who invented or made a product is kind enough to give it away for free and maybe have a freemium business model or something. I think people will want to reciprocate that kindness by giving them credit for their work. And that's all that a lot of inventors are after.
Daryl, thank you for the call. I think that, you know, it's going to require some change in the world. I don't think that the Barbara Streisands of the world would be able to survive this change. For instance, people who, you know, make it on just the recordings of their music and then go live in a big mansion and are never heard from again. I think that musicians likely would have to perform, and I think most musicians want to do that.
And don't most of them make most of their money off of live performances and things like T-shirt sales? Things like that.
At some point, they make more money just sitting around and playing golf. Stefan?
Yeah, I think they do. I mean, who is the singer of the original Happy Birthday song you guys mentioned earlier?
Nobody knows.
There's some heir sitting in a house somewhere collecting hundreds of thousands of dollars, maybe millions every year because of the song Happy Birthday.
Right. Yeah. And if one would have to ask oneself, how many heirs are there, and how many people, productive people, are really taken out of society and just put to, you know, put out there for other people to milk their money from them or whatever it is that they're doing. I mean, these people may have been really creative people that would have added something to society, but the very fact that they were given stipends of hundred or 200 or $1 million a year just takes them out of play.
Yeah, that's not really.
Well, I think we also have to realize that the government always distorts society. I mean, causes a distorting effect. And the fact that, you know, people go into innovating in certain areas because they can have patents over that, but they can't get patents in other areas like mathematical algorithms, causes a distortion in the whole industry of research and development, right? And the same thing with music and creative works.
And how many companies are never existing just because the cost to get all these patents and to pay patent lawyers are so prohibitively expensive? I mean, I've heard of companies, startup biotech companies that have spent all of their venture capital startup funds on just paying IP lawyers. And
we didn't get a chance to get into this, but one result of the patent system is that larger companies can afford the lawyers and all these things, and so they basically cross-license with each other. They don't sue each other because they're afraid to get countersued for patents. But the smaller companies and the individuals cannot afford to even get into the market. So basically the effect of patent law is to create oligopolies, small areas of concentrated in the drug industry, in the music industry, in the smartphone industry, all these areas. I mean, think of Apple and RIM and Microsoft. Basically, they have a monopoly because a small guy cannot help. Google just spent $12.5 billion to acquire the assets of Motorola Mobility, primarily for the patents. So they spent at least $6 or $10 billion, just like 2 weeks ago, just to acquire 17,000 patents. So they could fend off lawsuits from Apple and RIM and Microsoft and others.
That's such a wasteful, tragic. Yeah,
they're paying that for pieces of paper and ones that.
Wasteful, but the point is, no small company could ever hope to do that. So Google.
That's what happens. Is the lawyers even when they're just these patent trolls or from these big companies, the lawyers that come down upon these little guys that are just trying to innovate and do something, they can't even defend themselves. They never get the opportunity to defend themselves because defending themselves costs a heck of a lot more than the several hundred thousand dollars it does to just settle. At which point, their company may very well just go out of business rather than pay. This has happened to me, in fact.
Yeah, of course, and not only that, you have these people that say, well, let's fix the system by making it loser pays. But that wouldn't fix anything either because let's say you're a small company and a big company sues you for maybe a copyright troll like Righthaven or a patent troll like Intellectual Ventures or Lodesys. They sue you for patent or copyright infringement. And let's say you're in the right. Even if you're in the right, you can't afford $3 million.
You lose either way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It costs $3 million to get in the ring. Indeed.
Yeah.
Stefan Kinsella, thank you very much. Plug your website real quick.
StefanKinsella.com and C4SIF.org.
Appreciate it.
Thank you.
You're listening to Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver. That's UTOPIA Silver. UtopiaSilver.com or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com. Taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Are you tired of spending money for metal canning lids year after year? Then stop! stop buying metal lids and get Tatler reusable canning lids. Made of USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, Tatler canning lids let you safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways that contain BPA, but Tatler canning lids are indefinitely reusable and guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning and contain no BPA. Tatler lids are dishwasher safe, perfect for standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders by phone at 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's 1-877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com. Tatler Reusable Canning Lids, the original since 1976.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Alli-C. Why Alli-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Alli-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Alli-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Alli-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Alli-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Alli-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Alli-C. For more information and to order Alli-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Alli-C today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Talk Live's live Sunday edition. It's Mark
and Stephanie.
Give us a call at 855-450-3733. That's the SACL toll-free call-in line. You can call in and talk about anything you want. We just had Stephan Kinsella on. If you want to hear that interview, you can get it. It'll be available this evening at freetalklive.com where, well, we have How many, 5 years worth of audio available at archives.freetalklive.com, Stephanie?
Oh, definitely, yep. MP3 archives actually go back to 2006, all for free.
What more
could you ask for?
What show does that for you?
I can't think of a single one.
Who loves you?
Free Talk Live.
At Free Talk Live, we talk about investing in gold and silver on a pretty regular basis, either as a hedge against inflation, investment, barter currency. But we've teamed up with Midas Resources to offer you some really great rates on some hand-picked gold and silver pieces. Everybody on the radio is selling gold right now. The trick is, find pieces, you know, whether they're coins or bullion or whatever they are, find them that are comparable to other ones. So you can comparison shop. If you can't comparison shop, they're just going to sell you anything at any rate. You got to buy low so you can sell high. Before you buy, go to gold.freetalklive.com. Check the rates there. Compare them to other places. I think you'll find that these are the best rates on the internet that you can get from one of the major retailers. It's gold.freetalklive.com. Now, Stephanie, you've got a story that says that buying Chinese benefits Americans?
Yes.
And this is ludicrous.
Well, if you go to a Tea Party rally, like this article says, then they'll probably be saying, buy American, and kind of using these emotional appeals to try to get people to do that. But
sure, manufacturing's great for the country, right? You can't have an economy without manufacturing, we're told.
That's what they say, but when you look a little bit deeper into the principles involved, then you'll find out that that's not actually so.
It makes you wonder how people that don't manufacture things actually have households. I mean, how do they have personal economies if they're not manufacturing things? I mean, you don't manufacture anything, do you? You offer
no.
a service.
Yeah, I'm a talk radio host, right?
Well, that and you're basically slave labor for the medical community until
yes.
they give you your MD,
exactly.
right?
Yeah.
So, tell me.
Okay, so this article is from the digitaljournal.com and says, a new study released by the Federal Reserve Bank of San Francisco, interesting, I didn't know that they did studies, apparently they do.
Yeah, they've got plenty of money.
Shows that when Americans buy products labeled made in China, 55 cents on the dollar goes to people in the United States.
Now, I've always said this. I mean, you know, once it gets here, it has to be driven around by Americans. It has to be sold by Americans. It has to be loaded by Americans. It has to be all kinds of things that happen. Americans have to do this.
Yeah, and oftentimes products that are manufactured, frankly, Americans don't want to do that work, especially for the pay that's involved, right?
There are some manufacturing things that are done in the United States, mm-hmm. like cars. Certainly, you can't really ship houses. The big ticket things.
Isn't it Toyotas are, as a percentage of the cost of the car, more of the car is made in America than is Ford?
Yeah. Oftentimes, you'll find the Ford's made in Mexico and Canada and things like that too.
Yeah.
And these are realities. I mean, it sounds American, but is it that much more American?
Well, and I always wonder about things when people have these emotional appeals. Oh, buy American! You're doing a good thing. You're being patriotic.
Yep. The general consensus, the common sense is usually not common and often not sense. You've got to look in deeper. You've got to use critical thinking.
That's exactly it. It's like if it were such a good idea, if it made sense to buy things that were made in America all the time, then people wouldn't need to use these emotional arguments to try to convince people to buy American.
Can
it would
you
just
buy
stand
a toaster?
On its own merits.
Can you even buy a toaster that is made in America?
I haven't been in the toaster market lately, but
I don't think you can. I mean, there's so many things that aren't made in the United States. There are some things. You can still get some bicycles that are made in the United States, but a lot of things just aren't manufactured over here at all.
Well, and how do you know? I mean, products will often have stamped on them things like made in the USA, but how do you really verify that, and is it 100%?
I think if you care, you will find one of these third-party certifiers that will certify something as made in America in some way or another. They'll have a stamp on it that will certify. And I think that I would trust those people if they're, if they're making that stamp, they care enough about these things. You can delve even further. I'm sure there's competing stamps that say made in America, but this is a way to tell, third-party certification.
Yeah, well, it's a selling point for a lot of things, but should it be? I mean, for me,
I don't know.
I don't know either, and I think that people.
I like
it
the
increases
idea of
people
buying locally, but I don't know that buying in America really matters. I mean, one question I would have is: I live closer to Toronto than I live to Miami. So, is something manufactured in Miami? I mean, aren't I buying local by buying the Toronto thing? Or I live actually probably closer to Montreal than I live to Toronto. I mean, so these fellows that speak French over there making something. Should I buy them? I mean, if geography is what matters, then
you probably can't get strawberries in the middle of December that are grown in Toronto, but you might be able to get them grown from California.
Indeed.
I mean, there's just some things that it makes sense not to buy local, especially seasonal things like that. And, I think that people buy things because they want to increase their standard of living, right? And they want to live a good life that fulfills all their things that they want. And, if I can make someone better off who lives in China or who lives in Canada or Germany or wherever, that's great. They made a product that I liked and wanted to buy, so they should get money.
If I can buy one bunch of bananas that was grown locally, which doesn't make much sense in New Hampshire, if I can buy one bunch of bananas for the cost that would be two bunches of bananas that were grown in, say, Brazil, but transported and sold and American businesses where 55 cents on that dollar goes to American people, I mean, I shouldn't I do what benefits me and benefits my family? Isn't that the first order of business? The fact that it's lower prices every day, and these are important ways that you can help you and yours. I'm not saying I buy all my food locally because I care about the morality of how my food is manufactured, and I'm concerned about big agribusiness and their effect on the environment.
It is easier to keep an eye on your foods when you buy from local producers, that's for sure.
Indeed. But I'm saying,
why is it bad to buy from someone in another country? Isn't it a voluntary exchange? Why is it better to buy from an American? It just seems like nationalism or even racism, frankly, to me.
It can be. I mean, you know, certainly Americans come in all colors, but some people will.
Yeah.
Ethnocentrism is.
They do, but like, why are they better? Why should you patronize them just because they were born in a country?
The idea is maybe underlying it all is the taxes that person pays on what you buy then go back to benefit you and yours in your community, which, you know, I live in a state that say,
there shouldn't be taxes.
Agreed. I think taxes are money stolen by the government.
Yeah.
But, you know, the state that I live in pays money in. It doesn't get money out. Some states, you know, get money out of the government. Why should I be dying to make sure that some other state gets money?
Mm, indeed. So I'm going to just go on and read the punchline of this article. It says the truth from the study, according to the study, is that buying from China actually benefits Americans more than the Chinese. According to this study, a majority of the products labeled made in China goes to people and businesses in the United States. In fact, 55% of the cost of the product goes to services provided in the United States, like transportation, rent, salaries of salespeople, profits for shareholders, and marketing of the product.
And, you know, I just wonder what people think about that. That's a lot of, you know, it's more the money on products made in China go to Americans than Chinese.
And it's interesting because another finding of this study was that the average take for Americans from imports from other nations is 36 cents on the dollar compared to 55 cents when the product comes from China. So for some reason, you know, either the cost of products from China is lower to begin with and it gets marked up more when it goes to the U.S.
I see.
Or something like that. It doesn't speculate as to why, but for some reason, Chinese goods are particularly efficient at enriching Americans.
Maybe there's no fair trade stuff going on in China. I wonder if the fair trade stuff throws off the formula for coming from other countries.
That's a great question.
People voluntarily pay more for, say, coffee or sugar or something like that, basically to give to people that are part of this fair trade thing, and I guess exclude the people, you know, the poor farmers who aren't.
Yeah, well, another thing is fair trade encourages people to get into that market, whereas maybe there are too many bananas already and the price is low for that reason.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE.
The Ruger LC9, compact, powerful, and perfect for personal protection. The LC9 is only slightly larger than the popular Ruger LCP, features a checkered grip frame to provide a secure and comfortable grip, and includes a finger grip extension floor plate. The LC9 also has a dovetailed high-visibility 3-dot sight system, blued alloy steel barrel, manual safety, and loaded chamber indicator. The LC9, another innovative American-made product from Ruger. Learn more about the Ruger LC9 at Ruger.com/LC9.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holster. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be. And find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Again, that's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Energy, energy, and more energy.
We all need it. Get the energy you need quick through the powers of wild forest extracts.
Wild Chagan birch bark are the secrets of the forest used exclusively by Russian athletes. Wild Chaga is the world's top source of superoxide dismutase, the critical enzyme that blocks the aging process. Chaga is good for your heart and even helps support healthy arteries. Wild birch extract is the top source of betulin, a natural sterol needed by every cell of the body. And healthy cells mean a healthy body and a more powerful you. No wonder it's known as a king of all herbs. Experience real energy and power like you've never dreamed possible. Take Chago Charge Tea with Wild Birch Bark every day and Chagamax capsules to get the energy you need.
You deserve it.
Order today by calling 877-817-9829. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
OpticsPlanet.com is where discerning gun owners and outdoorsmen go to gear up. OpticsPlanet has the best selection of rifle scopes, red dots, night vision, holsters, bags, and tactical gear on the planet. With always low prices, free shipping on most orders, and expert customer service. Go to OpticsPlanet.com/GCN to get a free gift with purchase. That's OpticsPlanet.com/GCN. Or call 800-332-OPTICS. 800-332-6784.
Democrats
Democrats, Republicans, have you had enough? Want real change? Then change yourself. Join a new political party formed to liberate the American people from the banksters who have overthrown the Republic. If you agree with maximum liberty, limited government, and traditional morality, then you agree with American Third Position. Get more information now. Call 800-513-4928 or go to a3p.me. That's A, the number 3, p.me. It's time to take America back.
Why is it so many people suffer from so many illnesses today? Why don't doctors know how to help you? Could it be that our doctors don't know how because there's a nutrition solution and they only know about drugs? Over 68 diseases are known to be connected to a deficiency of glutathione. The missing ingredient to increasing your body's production of glutathione is cysteine. Raising your glutathione production protects you from cancer, heart disease, Parkinson's, macular degeneration, lung disease, digestive diseases, diabetes, Alzheimer's, ALS, rheumatoid arthritis, and lupus. Nature's richest source of cysteine is unheated whey. Heating can damage much of the cysteine. One World Whey is the first undamaged whey protein powder on the market. Using One World Whey may support optimal glutathione production unlike any other food or supplement you've ever taken. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855. 453, that's the SACL toll-free call-in line, 855-450-3733. And what is SACL CAI, you ask?
Well, it's a company that...
You know the answer.
I do know the answer because SACL is awesome. They do something new in the area of collections. They do collections, early out billing, and purchase charged-off receivables. And they treat your clients with respect, unlike some of those other collections companies. So if you want to keep your clients and collect your money too, you should check out SACL CAI. They have a banner on freetalklive.com, and it's the top banner.
And by the way, the principal over there, Jason Osborne, really thinks that Stephanie's a great co-host. So there you go.
Thank you, Jason. I think you're a great everything economist person.
He is a professor-type economist fella.
Very smart guy.
Yeah, indeed. Let's go to John in Illinois. John?
Hey, Mark and Stephanie, how's it going?
Hi, John.
All's well. What can I do for you?
I just wanted to bring up a couple of days ago, I was on a podcast and I listened to it today, and you were covering child correction, you know, if the child runs the road, what do you do kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And it, just to give you some background, I am a parent, so I don't think you can dismiss me on not having any children.
Okay, I'm good.
A 15-year-old and a 23-year-old.
Thank goodness.
Just wanted to ask, do you, I'm sure you do, but I'll just, do you believe in the non-aggression axiom?
Do I believe in the non-aggression? Yeah, sure. That is that I do not believe that one should use force to initiate force to achieve political or social goals.
Okay. And when you discipline a child, that you know, in the case of where they're in physical danger and you want to get their attention immediately, is the purpose of that to keep them from doing the act, or is it to somehow condition them to, if they do something that you don't like, that you're going to give them some physical correction?
I think it's conditioning, and here's why. I don't think that it does any good to grab a child who has run halfway out of the road, beat their butt, because they didn't get run over by the car. You managed to stop them, whatever the scenario was. Things turned out okay. Beating their butt doesn't do anything about what occurred. I think what the intention is of parents, and by the way, I have never spanked my son, Jack,
yay,
but I do understand why. I kind of understand why some parents might choose to do this. And the reason would be that, look, you can't run away when mommy and daddy say, don't run, stop, you know, in a parking lot. It might be one thing or another in different locations. Certain behavior is acceptable in some areas where it is not acceptable in others. And some behavior is, in fact, dangerous.
Yeah, and I would agree, but at the same time, when anytime you're correcting a child, you need to ask yourself, am I doing this because I'm frustrated or I'm angry at the action?
Yeah, sure.
Or am I doing this to try to correct the behavior? Am I being rational and sensible?
I think that's absolutely what parents should be addressing themselves. And I'm wondering, this is a question I've had for years, is there a rational reason to be able to spank? And I don't know that one can philosophically use the non-aggression principle in this area, because I think that to some extent, functionally, I am the slave owner of my child. Now, obviously you can never truly own someone in that you can't, make them speak. I can't move my vocal cords and make my son speak. He owns himself in that way. And a parent's goals, generally, the parents that I've met, generally their goals are to raise a functional, intelligent child that, loves them and will care about them as life goes on.
Well, I don't think that sounds like a master-slave relationship.
No, but I'm just saying that functionally there are some... I have to use aggressive force on my child every single day. And by that I mean, if he doesn't want to get his diaper changed, and often he doesn't, I have to do that for his well-being. He can't run around with feces in his, next to his skin because it makes it sensitive and raw and red and it can harm him.
Right.
But he doesn't know any different, so I actually do use force.
Well, I think
we're just talking what kind of force.
I've changed diapers too, Mark, and yeah. I may not have children of my own, but I have changed many diapers in my life. And
Some of it has been under force?
Well, I think that there's a big difference between restraining a child so maybe they don't fall off a changing table or something, or catching up with them so that you're able to change their diaper,
sure,
and hitting them. There's a huge difference.
Yeah,
and I would say that the former is, restraining them or maybe removing them from a dangerous situation, which is what you're doing when you change
the
diaper.
As long as we understand that
it's different.
John started this out with the non-aggression principle, and I really like to approach it from this angle.
Mm-hmm.
And as long as we're clear that everybody here is using force, then we're clear. Now, the question is,
I don't know.
What
I don't
kind
think...
of force and what kind of force is appropriate?
I don't think that restraining a child or removing him from a situation is force. I don't think it's the same.
Restraining me means you own me, Stephanie. If you decide, Mark, you're not leaving this room. I mean, when those guys in prison, the prison guards, didn't let me out, they did it because they believed they owned me.
Well, that's true. That's true. Do you think it's a different degree, though? If you're
restricting
someone's freedom of movement versus...
It's about degrees. Yes, Jack's freedom of movement is restricted. Mm-hmm. When I say he can't go out that door, he can't go out that door, and I'm going to physically prevent him from going out. Now, the question is, what does he think when I paddle him on the bottom? And I haven't. But what would he think? For one, he would think it was a very serious thing that we had just dealt with, because it's never happened before. Where did this come from? But, I guess that's what often parents will say, this is effective.
Well, don't you think, Mark, that if you are a parent and you're responsible for Jack's safety, right? I don't like the term.
I don't know that I am responsible for Jack's safety. The question is, you don't believe I own Jack, right?
No.
Then how am I responsible for him?
Well, you're responsible in that you have a fiduciary responsibility to him since you've agreed to raise him up.
How did I agree to it?
You had sex with your wife.
Wait a second. You're saying that abortion is not a woman's choice? I mean, you've got a lot of issues you guys are throwing around here. If I don't own Jack, I've got no responsibility for him. I should be able to leave the door open and let him go wherever he wants.
The door is open, and if you didn't agree to raise him, then you would have been gone already.
But I can't change my mind today? John, if I can't change my mind today, then Jack owns me.
Well, you can change it. You're daily agreeing to raise him.
Indeed, yeah. I do. I want to. I'm excited to.
I don't think anyone's disputing that, but, I mean, let's bring this back on track, Mark.
Well,
I want to ask you something.
The track is, do I have a master-servant relationship with my child to some extent as time goes by?
No.
Fiduciary responsibility.
What is a fiduciary responsibility?
I mean, you're considering his best interest when you take actions for him.
I do.
You act in his as a responsible adult to try to keep him on the right path. You don't do that in a way like you're angry at him or you want to hurt him. You're doing that for his best interest.
But one could spank
him
and do that, right?
I don't know.
That's your opinion.
No,
but
one could
spank a child's bottom and still be fitting into this definition you're talking about. You know, of trying to raise a child in their best interest and all that, right?
Well, ask yourself, what benefit does that serve the child if you struck them on the behind?
I guess I have to look at this from the situation of not having done it, but I would say that what people would say is it's effective. The child remembers this activity, and I remember some of the spankings I got from 30 years ago.
You get his attention by that. Is that what you're saying?
No, I think it's to drive home a particularly important lesson, and I would say that, for me, the only appropriate time to use that lesson that I can come up with is sort of a life-or-death situation, where you're substituting a small amount of pain for something that might very well be a great deal of pain or injury or death.
Okay, so if you're talking about substitution, why not come up with a substitute behavior that lets Jack know that you're serious, like you slam a book on the table. Every time you see the book being slammed on the table, he knows this is serious.
But it's
scaring him.
Right. Is scaring the child any better than spanking them? I mean, isn't this the same thing?
I think they're both.
Your point is
harmful.
To try to get his attention and let him know, hey, I just clap my hands together. That means this is serious.
Okay,
I have a question. Maybe I could get a big tub of water and just dump it over his head. He'd probably remember that, too.
You're going to waterboard?
Wouldn't that be freaking weird?
Okay, Mark, I have something I would like to raise. I think that, even if you consider something like restricting someone's freedom of movement, restraining a child, you know, maybe so they don't run out into the street, if you consider that force,
I could consider it anything else.
Right, sure, but, I mean, wouldn't you think that if you're raising a child, if you're interacting with a child, and if you have to use something that you consider force, wouldn't you want to use the least amount of force that you could?
I want to do what's most effective for the child. In the sense, in the long run, the thing that's best for them. I don't want to cause them any kind of mental pain. And this is why I generally err on the side of discretion.
Yeah.
John, do you have more?
I'm not sure that we've covered it all, but thanks.
Do you have more?
I have a 17-year-old and a 23-year-old, and I've tried these techniques, and I've gone all different ways about it.
Are you a cigarette smoker? I was too for many years. You know that crap's gonna kill you, right? There's a healthier option. 22,000 times healthier. Vaporsmiths.com. A pack-a-day smoker will save $120 a month, and it tastes better. No more ashtray mouth. No smell. No secondhand smoke. You could use it just about anywhere. Free shipping on orders over $60, and a free starter kit with the purchase of 40 cartomizers with coupon code FTL. Call 855-2-GET-VAPOR, or go to Vaporsmiths.com.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.